This is an MUT Radio podcast.
So we do know Ugutsi registration is happening right now for the second semesters. And we also know Ugutsi abanye abantu are doing their third year, second year. And I feel like we go through a lot as students. Maybe we don't talk about it as much, but kuningi esilagona. I mean, I was a student myself and I went through a lot. By the grace of God, I completed in record time. Indeed. But I know your
difficulties that you had.
Yeah, remember I said, I went, yes. Ugutsi, yay, ngacishe nje nganga graduate in record time.
Yeah.
Me, na se ngatholu 20 guys, because I failed a particular module more than 2 times. So, yabo, that on alone caused me ukuthi ngibe ne mini depression. So I feel like students go through a lot.
I wonder, umuntu ofumene G20 uqeda njani in record time? You should ask yourself that.
Guys, it's the grace of God. It's the grace of God. Umuntu, no, on a serious note, it's factual. You don't complete in record time.
Exactly.
Yeah, because you literally have to, that's what it means. Ufele kaningi, so it's a break and rethink ukuthi usafuna ukuyenza lento kuthiwa isikole ngoba lokhu faila. So mina, I literally passed by the grace of God. But omunye umuntu experiences that and then azacabanga nokuyibulala yabo leyo nto leyo umuntu afeli mojo acabanga ukuyilengisa because ucabanga ukuthi ucabanga zona lezi zinto sikhuluma ngazo ukuthi I'm not going to complete in record time yabo leyo nto leyo. All that pressure that we put on ourselves. So I felt like it was really important that I bring someone on the show who's already graduated twice. Yeah, well, last week Wednesday he was graduating owesibili diploma of human resources management.
Yes.
You completed your first diploma 2020, right?
Yeah. And then last year I was doing my advanced diploma in management sciences, human resources.
So you had your second belt. Dude, you need to let us know, like give us some motivation as the young people who are students. So let us know, what did you do? Yeah, but how did you achieve that academic success? Your first diploma, Abo.
Well, I'm going to be a guest now. Thank you, Afika, for having me on this show. It's really an honor to be here today on the Campus Voice.
Yeah.
No, man, I can do engathi ngenza ngayo wena Afika. It's just that ukuyimisela nje when you are mufika la first year. Obviously, uthume siphume ekhaya, siphuma sitsheliwe vele ukuthi uyalapha yokwenzani blah blah blah. Bazali bayakhuluma.
Ungakhohle ukuthi yokwenzani lapha.
Yokwenzani lapha. Yeah. It's not like our two didn't do izinto like the fun things ezenzeka ever city.
Yeah,
I went through all of ezo zinto, but in my mind benakho ukuthi it's because of mhlawumbe background umuntu asuka kuyo futhi motivate. Now I was motivated by my background. I knew myself before I entered eMangosuthu ukuthi ngizobenzani, because I understood ukuthi if ngingafundi, if nginganaki incwadi zami, I'll end up ngiwasha imoto emarenkini yabo izinto ekanjalo.
Wow.
So my background firstly nje before yonke into motivated me uba, okay, just go there, make sure that we are passed. Yes, Mrs. Figelana, we
siyakhohlwa,
senza izinto ezahlukene.
We get distracted.
Yeah, yeah, bo. But then, it's mainly focusing, eklasini, umamele, study with abanye abantwana. I understand khona abantu abangafundi nama groups. But if you don't understand, buza abanye abantu ukuthi kwenziwa njani lana. Mina into yangisiza kakhulu ukuthi always studying with abanye abantu, ngingayivaleli ngithi mina no, mhlawumbe nginabo abangani. Make friends, communicate nabanye abantu, nibe nama study sessions, nihambe ama libraries zonke izo zinto. Kubaleke kakhulu lokho so that uzokwazi ukuthi uphumelele in life. Like umuntu ngumuntu ngabantu. So I believe ukuthi mesizana siseklasini elilodwa kuyanceda ukuthi upasse to the next level. There's no magic kule nto man, it's just working hard. It's just working hard. I'm not smart.
Yeah.
To be honest, I'm not like the smartest person.
All smart people say that though.
Oh, come on, Afika. Okay, no.
Okay.
I'm not. I was just working hard.
Yeah.
It's hard work pays, because you know that you have to put the effort to glendo in order to pass. So it was njelonto le.
That's very true. What advice would you give? Since we're on the topic, Yoguti, it's important for you to firstly, number one, focus and study with people.
Yeah.
What about umlaleli ozothi? I've done all of that, but kukhona this one module. Njengoba kade ngisho kuwena ukuthi mina khona leyo dayingcoyisi nje ilokhilwa nami ithi yabo wena ngeke uzuphumela. What if they are experiencing that and mhlambe they almost feel like usay is dumb manje because lento le usay feel like aning, what can they do? How can they get help to overcome? Abanye abantu la esikoleni bahlethwe imodule eyodwa njengoba ngisho ukuthi baze bakwazi ukuthi ba graduate. What advice would you give them?
Yeah, I think no, it's not ba is dumb.
Yeah,
kukhona la esi good khona la esingekho good khona. Like I knew that I wasn't good with stats.
Yeah.
When with calculations, Jay, I was not good.
Stats is the devil.
Yep. I assume good is so.
Yes, so na you.
Yeah. So in the ngayenza mina with stats ka first year because I knew good. No, I'm not good with calculations. I remember there is a report yam eyaga grade 2. Ebhaliwe even namanje ekhaya ukuthi qinisa kakhulu kwisibalo eyibhalwe ngesixhosa memfetho because I was never good. That's when I saw ukuthi isibalo mna I was never good with isibalo. Yeah, but you know what, leya module ngayiphasa ngo A lokhuzini ka first year.
Wow.
Because ngangifuna ukudlula kuyona. I put more effort kuyo because I knew ukuthi HR laba abanye at least theory ngayibamba ngiyunderstanding yami. Le idinga ukuthi wazi ama formulas, idinga ukuthi yabo. So I put more effort ngacela nabangani bami ukuthi bangisize. I remember umJ uJabulani, the one who recently passed on.
Yeah. I don't mean to laugh. What's going to be used? Now look, I smile.
Oh, I'm in Kurango J.
Ay, mostly. I say, Sholo.
Yay, not that one. Please.
JP.
JP was good. Good with stats. I used to like ngihlale nabo together with abo Maka and many more. Ngihlale nabo and spend time with them and sifunda stats because I knew ukuthi they were good with stats. So I put more focus on
a weakness yam
yabo.
Yeah.
So that ngaleyo ndlela ngasiphaza ngangasifuni futhi ngasiya kanjalo ngathi thank you that ngihlukene naso. Because then that's time. So, balekile nje ukuthi uphuthe more focus on into that you see ukuthi izokunika inkinga. Yes. And give yourself a break. Ungabe nawe ke so ufunda one way. Take time, relax, ube nguwe, yabo. Ube nguwe, uhlale. Kuyenzeka, I think it's just that kuyenzeka. Even if you fail, it does not mean about system.
I think we need to readdress Leon to our ukuthi when you fail, failure, like the actual definition of failure, it's actually, the inability to actually do something or a failure of an event. It's not even about umuntu per se. Failure is not even you. It doesn't define you as a person. I think Tina, as a bunch, especially young people that are ifundis, we just associate failure with us, with our self-worth.
Shooting is strong.
Yes, that's why people, that's where you'll find academics wanting to kill themselves. Because this happens a lot. Indeed. Students will kill themselves because they failed. It's because we attach our self-worth to isifundo. And it's like, that has nothing to do with you as a person, as a whole.
Yeah.
It's okay if you fail. It's just an opportunity for you to
and
do
you,
better.
And you always learn. When you fail, even if it's not about iskolo gengoku, when you send a mistake, you learn from those mistakes. And then so that the next time, uzokwenza better. Mina, I had a child.
Yeah.
It's my first time gi revealing. I had a child in Zeva City.
Yeah.
Like, it was a lot. But I learned a lesson out of that.
Yeah, it was the biggest downfall in your life.
And it is what motivates me today. I have to look out for this person now, Osemncinci, who's looking up to me as utata yonke lonto le. So, by so doing, like, uba nomntana kwam, kwandenza ukuthi ndimotivate. Just find something as a motivate in your life.
Yeah.
You know your family, ukuthi baphila njani. You know yourself, you know what you want. empilweni. Just find that one thing and motivate yourself ngayo ufunde. Ukufunda akukho mnandi guys, kuna kubani, ukufunda akukho mnandi at all.
Yeah,
you would be lying uthi when you enjoy ukufunda izifundo zakho. Mhlawumbe u read ama novels, you can do that, yeah, you enjoy that. But the scholar,
yeah, kumnandanga.
It's not nice. Yeah. Because obviously we are as into banu funa ntone life.
Absolutely. So for the part you would see, okay, ngiyafunda, and also you did say ukuthi nawe when you were here first year, and vele siyazi ukuthi when you're in university, uni life, you do a lot of things, yeah, that your parents don't know about, because, yeah, you have a lot of freedom, yeah, and there's boys here, there's girls here, so it's so easy for you to get distracted, yeah, like socially, because kone social life yako, kone your academics, and yonke leyonto leyo, kone imfundiso zasekhaya. So what advice would you give someone, mhlambe, who feels like, okay, yabo manje, kuningi isiphithiphithi nje, yabo sekumnandi kakhulu, sengibona ukuthi manje I'm distracted, angisazi ukuthi ngishone kephi, wishi nje into ongayazi, ngoba manje sengi so caught up on the social side, because yabo, as much as it's good to play, but you need to work harder. So what advice would you give that person?
Njengobusho nje, it's good to play, but work harder. Balancisa, awube umuntu okwazi ukubalansisa, uma ungakwazi ukubalansisa, at least choose one, which is isikolo at this point, because if ungakwazi ukubalansisa,
sifuna ukujoyela nje.
No, umjoyela ubalulekile ngesikhathi sawo wena afika, like kumnandi nje ukuba uphile nje impilo nawe njengabanye abantwana, yeah, but make sure that uyakwazi ukuthi ubalansise your lifestyle ne education yakho, kubalulekile, yeah, lokho. Ukuthi nje ukubalansise konke, umtshele nje umuntu wakho, especially futhi naye if he or she is a student, umtshele ukuthi now I'm studying, ngiyafunda, yeah, manje, please give me time, yabo. Ukuthi niyaxabana, kuhlezi uqatshana kuma relationships, yeah, but nje make sure ukuthi uyabalansisa, ungabe usuhlala eroomini yakhe, khona bahlala emaroomini,
yeah, khona bakhiphitayo emaresi,
kuze kushaye o 3 to 5 days umuntu ehlele eroomini yomuntu, akaze ayivakashele incwadi yakhe, akaze enze lutho nje, yabo. Now that is sekukweqile lokho. Yes, you can visit umuntu wakho for that 2-3 hours and then come back endlini ufunde, yabo.
Yeah, because now some people, and this actually, you're aware too, we need to address this a lot, guys. This happens a lot where there's, this is a coming geres, which people go and bashale with their partners for like Monday to Friday, Django Bush, but yeah, keep it, and then umuntu sebele ekhaya, yabo sine say it well.
Yeah, njoba ngisho nami, it's not like I'm perfect, njoba ngisho kanje, I made those mistakes and kwa gcina sekuvela nabantwana in all that process, but I did not lose ubumna ukuthi yini kahle kahle ngizoyifuna emangosuthu. Even after lonto leyo, ekhaya abathetha kwenzeka lonke lonto, but ekugcineni ngeza nayo into ababengithume yona ukuthi angizoyilanda emangosuthu.
Waphinde futhi walande esibini.
Ngaphinde ngalande esibini, cho mama.
Yay! How do you feel about, yeah, that though? Like, how do you feel having gotten your second belt?
Ah, that was amazing. Yeah. It was amazing. It was a risk, to be honest, because
During COVID,
and nogunye futhi, whenever you're doing your advanced, there's no NSFAS anymore.
Yeah, there's no funding.
So, ayikho funding, you dependele kuma bursaries. Ibursary ebenginayo nje mina yangishiya halfway. Yep. Which means lesa singiskwela kuzomela ngisikhokhele mina. But I'm glad ukuthi I went through yonke leyo process leyo, because hey man, that's another thing. Sesiphila manje ya South Africa, unemployment is
sky high.
Rate is high. Yeah. So you must have something also about competitive. A diploma on its own, yeah, ungaqasheka ngayo. Yabo, ungaqasheka ngayo. But kukhona abantu abano honors abangaqashwanga. So who do you think bazomthatha xa sekuyiwa kuyilokhuza kuma interviews,
yeah,
on a diploma on a honors. Okunye futhi engifuna nje ukuveza wena Afrika, it's not even about now ukuthi usuna ntoni when, yeah, it comes to unemployment. I would encourage abantu ukuthi if you know ukuthi uthandani in terms of business, qala business lakho,
yeah,
balekile. Entrepreneurship is the way now, because yes, ngafunda sifunde, but if ingekho imisebenzi,
yabo,
if ingekho imisebenzi kunzima guys ukuthi siqasheke. So if you have something, no matter how small it is, ngihlezi ngibabuka labo sisi abadayisa emafonini kuma statuses bedayisa ingubo nani. Those people make a lot of money out of that.
Yeah.
Take whatever uyifundiswe eklasini. Thina ka HR sasifundiswa like o recruitment ton. If you know, yeah, you can start your own recruitment company. Iqale. Yeah. You may never know ukuthi ngakulidaphi. It's talent not about management. Now ukuthi usuna ntoni kakhulu na certificate. It's about your mindset ukuthi ucabanga ntoni about what you have or about what you gained the class in. Qhubeke nayo and just uye phambili.
And also what you didn't mention is that angithi phela after you graduated there's life after varsity, there's life after graduating, and that's any independent goals as umuntu omusha ukuthi okay, I've graduated, what am I going to do now? But you didn't mention ukuthi any into ebalekile is to volunteer.
Kubaluleke kakhulu afika. Yo, kubaluleke kakhulu and undisa kwenye chapter ngo.
Yeah, because it's important. I mean, people look by bekela phansi indaba yokuvolunteer, and ukuvolunteer mothatha ukubheka yabo igona okuningi kakhulu because phela yabo any company would be willing to take a month as a volunteer because we don't have to pay you. Mm. But you don't actually understand ukuthi in that process bakubuka kwa ukuthi firstly kwa ukuthi wena nje you willing to volunteer usebenza ungenama ufundile
ungasebenzi bra uhleli nje ufundile unezinto zakho evela uhambe nje every day uvukela ukuye endaweni uyosebenza nje for no pay. Kubaluleke kakhulu as you saying kubalulekile ukuvolunteer because through ukuvolunteer mina nawe kusibekela sikhona namhlanje.
Yeah,
sike sangena at least sabona ngaphakathi kuma departments saba part of ama interns asemangusuthu through ukuvolunteer khona la MUT Radio.
Yeah.
And I don't want to lie, MUT Radio helped me mina kakhulu even nje mentally. Because if bekuthiwa ngihlele ekhaya like the whole year last year because I was studying online most of the time.
Yeah.
Bekunzima kubanzima mfethu ukuhlala ekhaya after uqedile isikole awusebenzi uhleli ekhaya sonke stress isiza ngawe ushota even about izinto nje izinto zokugcoba izinto ezincane nje uvela ustress eyo yonke into after i qualification yakho so uqedile because kunzima as ndisho unemployment rate is very high. So volunteerism helped me a lot now when it comes to that because it was sort of a distraction.
Yabo,
in a way, I used to come here every day, nje ngihlale nabantu here, ngisebenze. Kube mnandi when I go home sengiyodla ngiyolala. The next day yeza kanjalo kanjalo. So kubaluleke kakhulu even mentally. Kuyakusiza nje ukuthi ube distracted. Also ke kuyakusiza ukuthi ube umuntu ozobonakala kahle yabo.
Yeah.
Ebantwini.
Absolutely, Awet. And just to add to what you said, I feel like volunteering is so important because in that process where you're volunteering, don't forget that you are actually an employee. You're not getting paid, but you are an employee, which means you are learning the necessary organizational skills that you need to learn. Njengomuntu oholayo, yabo. You're gaining those skills. You're gaining that experience.
Yeah,
and that makes you uguti in the workspace ube competitive because now esikhathini esiningi yabo bafuni experience which we don't have.
I always want experience.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yabo. So manje at least if you volunteer and you also have your qualification, they'll say, okay, this is something to work with. The muntu lo akufani no muntu nje who's straight out of varsity.
Out of varsity.
Yabo
lonjele.
So guys, we really encourage for you, Uguti, as you are unemployed, unemployment causes depression. As you're unemployed, look for something ongayenza. Awet already said entrepreneurship, volunteerism, all of that is important. So yeah, Awet, before we wrap up the interview, what advice would you give to a young person who is a student who's about to finish as you are a graduate yourself? Don't you just feel important? I'm like,
but what advice would I give? No man, African yawo now and fake slang on this school.
Oh dude, come on. You graduated twice. It's an achievement. It's a milestone. Our way to end. Yeah, you can definitely impart the knowledge that you gained to the listeners.
Okay. No, okokuqala nje kubalekile to as much as njoba kade ngishilo siya sina impilo siyaphila futhi kumnandi. We are youth, kufanele siphile vele
kakade. Yeah,
we have to have fun. We must have fun.
It's mandatory.
Ngendlela e right ke phofu yabo. So, but njoba firstly njoba kade ngisho balansisa kwazi ukuthi ubalansisa umsebenzi wakho esikole together with a lifestyle yakho iphilayo. Not against the lifestyle yakho, but make sure that we are balanced. Okwesibili, iba nabantu owaziyo ukuthi if ngishoda mhlambe kwi marketing, ngenza marketing noma ngenza i engineering, ngiyazi ukuthi angekho good kwi maths, iba na that person, that one person, ozokusiza nje, whether it's a friend, manje ke sekunelucky we got amathuta, like sonke isifundo siba nawo amathuta.
Yes.
Consult kumathuta uhambe kubatshela ukuthi no ang understand la kwenzeka kanjani yabo, zimisele ngomsebenzi wakho, ilokho engizama ukusho ukuthi nje just uzimisele ngomsebenzi wakho wesikole. Sikola sikho mnandi but ekugcineni sizokunika lento oyifunayo. Ufuna ukuba uengineer la, ufuna ukuba noma ngabe yini oyifundayo. Just zimisele. It's just 3 years.
Yeah, and trust me, it feels like just yesterday when we
exactly,
were.
Exactly,
it goes by very fast. You won't believe it now.
Yeah, bo. So, nje, it's just it's cut us now and end. Musufiga, I don't want to lie. I feel like emsebenzini kumnan kakhulu and it makes it exciting kakhulu than musesikoleni.
Mm-hmm.
Because emsebenzini, that's where usufunda lento kade uyifunda eklasini usuyayenza practical now and obviously uthola namashankuru. Exactly, uzwela namashankuru yabo.
Yeah.
At least now yakwazi uphila uperfume le. You don't have to worry about your homework, you don't have to worry about assignment etile.
Yeah.
It's fun musulapho. But kwamanje zimisele nje ube right. Uzoba right.
Uzoba right.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.